How do you tackle your debt and save money all while living paycheck to paycheck?
Oh man, it's time to have a conversation because we know this is all of the things that you're dealing with. So we want to dive in on exactly how to get all of these things done with your money. And really, we're going to also, spoiler alert, tell you to stop, how to stop living paycheck to paycheck. That's part of the whole thing. So we're going to dive in. We're really excited today.
Do you make good money but have nothing to show for it?
Are you tired of living paycheck to paycheck?
Do you have big dreams for your financial future?
Do you want to get debt-free, but you don't want to live on beans and rice?
Or you don't want to give up those pumpkin spice lattes?
Hey, it's okay if you don't already know how to budget or if you're using credit cards to get through the month.
Hey, it's okay if you want to seem like you have your finances all together or you're not on the same page with your spouse when it comes to finances.
We know what you're doing probably isn't working, but guess what? You're in the right place. We're Shayna
and Vanessa. We're best friends, business partners, and master financial coaches trained by Dave Ramsey. We've been in business since 2019, helping hundreds of amazing people like you create budgets, get out of debt, stop living paycheck to paycheck, and know exactly what to do with their money.
In this podcast, we'll share with you everything we know, plus everything we're working on with our clients so that you have the best chance at reaching your financial goals.
We want to help you take the guesswork out of your budget, improve your marriages, and even bring your kids in on the conversation.
We can help you no matter where you're at, whether you're the single mom who's never had $500 in her savings account or the millionaire who's paid off 4 real estate mortgages.
And we're not going to shy away from the tough love. We'll tell you what you need to hear and encourage you at the same time.
This is the Ideal Balance Podcast.
To help you with this process, guys, we have developed and made a signature budget template. It's going to help you organize your finances in such a simple way. We have heard such great feedback on how easy it is to use and to function and to help them plan for the future.
Mm-hmm. Yep. It's going to be great, guys. So go to myidealbalance.com/budget so that you can go ahead and get your life together. Okay. I'm just telling you, it's really going to get your life together. It's so fun. It's so much better than all the other ones out there. And I'm speaking from experience. When y'all send us the ones that you're using.
Oh no, don't do that.
We can see what you've been doing and why you've been hating it and why it doesn't work. So just use this one. It's going to save your life. All right. Guess what? So remember, let's review the question. How do you tackle debt and save money while, hello, I'm already living paycheck to paycheck? How do I do all of these things with my hands? You're going to be so surprised.
I think you are. I think it's brand new information.
Brand new information that our first plan for you is you have to get on a budget, y'all. Brand new, spoiler alert information.
I know, but listen, don't tune out. Don't hit like skip and next and like I'm over it. No, don't do that.
No.
Because listen, we understand budgets. People think budgets are boring. It's fine. We get it. But you have to have a budget to be able to see everything as a whole. It's not, doesn't mean you're a nerd. Doesn't mean you've turned into a nerd. It just means that
we're the nerds. Yes, we can be fine.
It's fine. But it just means that you know what's going on with your money. For you to be able to see it all on one page and say, okay, this is how much going in. This is how much is going out. This is how much I have to save and to spend on groceries and gas. I'm good. Like literally it's a 5-minute check-in every day.
Yeah. And I like what you said there. You have to know what's going on. So I just had a first session this morning. And she didn't know if she could save money. She didn't think she had enough to do anything. And so what I showed her is one, how she could afford financial coaching. Hello. And then also I showed her how she's going to pay off debt. This month, this paycheck that dropped today for her, how she's going to pay off back debt, 3 different things that she owes money on. It's not necessarily debt. It's back gym membership, a back doctor bill.
She's just behind a month.
She's behind. Yeah. And I'm like, you can not only get this all together, pay for coaching, which she was like, I really need coaching because she does. And then also she had money. She will have money. I said, when I meet with you next, you will still have $400 in your bank account. That's what's going to happen.
So big.
And I'm just helping you because she's young and single and she just needs some help. So anyway, the point is she didn't know that she could do all of that. She had to have a plan. She had to have it on one piece of paper to be able to see what her paycheck could really, truly do. What you're doing is getting a paycheck that's deposited and watching it all go away and not knowing. Yeah. What actually, you're not living paycheck to paycheck. You are living paycheck to paycheck. We're going to show you how to do it on purpose, but you're not on a budget. That's the first step, no matter what.
Most people are just spending, they're going out to eat. Their entire paycheck is dwindling away going out to eat. So I really love how you said, she came to us and I remember the free call. Shayna had a free call with this wonderful new client. And she was so stressed about having like financial coaching and the emails went back and forth. I can't start now. I can't afford it. And we were like, let us just get on a call with you and we will show you how you can afford it. And she wanted the payments to be split up into two separate payments, which we were like, absolutely, we work with people, like we get it. And then she didn't even need to do that because she could pay everything all at once, but she had no idea. She just needed somebody else coming in and showing her that. So yeah. If you're so anxious about paying for stuff, getting on a budget, seeing it as a whole is going to help you just relieve some of that.
Yeah. And it's just amazing when you're telling your money, when you're planning what your money will do, what you're capable of. When you're not doing that, that's why it's all gone and you can't, yep. I can't seem to pay off any extra debt and I can't seem to save money. It's because it's just going, it has a mind of its own. Every single time when we sit down and say, look at what's possible, people are like, wow.
They're blown away.
What? And you can do that for yourself or you can,
I'll do it.
I was going to say, we have room for a couple more clients, but you can also just use our signature budget template, which all the training comes with it as well. Or you can use that and do a one-time session with us and we can help you. There's all kinds of different ways, but the main thing you have to do is get on a budget.
Yeah.
But then
there's
Once you look at your picture, you look at how much income I have, you look at how much minimum debts and bills, and mm-hmm. how much I need to spend on groceries and this and that. When you look at what you're left over with the month, after you paid all your bills and the things that you really need, and maybe a little bit of want here and there, right? Maybe a Netflix, maybe some spending money, whatever. That number mm-hmm. is now what you get to decide and prioritize. Yeah. That number left over. So let's say it's $1,000 or it's $5,000. It just depends on what you got going on. That's when you get to decide. Okay, I have all of this debt. I have some, like we talked about in another recent podcast, maybe I have a wedding that I'm trying to go to, or I have to get over here for summer or whatever. There might be some saving thing that you have to come up with. There might be all these debts that are stressing you out. This is the time now that we can see it all on one page that we prioritize what we're going to do.
Yeah, so it's your budget. Don't worry about what everybody else and how they're spending their money and how they're doing their budget. Like, this is your unique situation. Mm-hmm. And so you may have a couple things that you have to plan for ahead of time that may take away $100 putting extra on debt this month. That's okay, because that $100 that is going towards a wedding or, I don't know, maybe a class trip that your son has or something that's non-negotiable, like maybe that's where it has to go this month. And that is okay because you're paying for it in cash. You're yeah. able to save ahead of time for that. So you can't do everything all at once, right? You cannot save $1,000 a month for this and also put $1,000 on debt. Maybe you can. Maybe you're one of those people that can. That's great. Some people can't. And so when we talk about opening up those savings buckets and just starting the saving process, we're like, put $10 in there a month. Put $5. Start with something so you can start seeing that progress. But also know that you're going to continue to put like $100 or $200 on debt as well this month.
Yeah, it just depends on what your budget, what that number, that leftover number is showing. But, you know, in general, you do want to prioritize. You probably want to prioritize paying off debt.
Right.
Because what is that? Long term, it's going to put you in a better financial situation. It's going to make you feel better. It's just such a good thing to do.
It's a huge weight off your shoulders.
Right. So that's in general going to be the thing. What we're saying is sometimes there are things that are coming up that you really do have to prioritize saving money. But the other thing that we're saying is you really can't, you should not want to do it all at once. Focus all of your energy on one financial goal as much mm-hmm. as you can at a time and then move on to the next one. That is where you're going to see the most progress. That's where you're going to feel the most accomplished. And it's just going to help you go further faster. Imagine if it takes me 3 years to save up for the vacation and pay off my debt. Or it takes me 1 year to pay off the debt. And then the next year I'm saving up for this vacation. And every dollar I'm setting aside, I know it's my trip to Greece or whatever. That could be your life. Okay. Instead of trying to just painfully progress you through
everything.
Several different goals at a time. That's not fun. I mean, yeah. What's that?
And what we don't recommend is you splitting up the debt payments and going, okay, I'm going to put an extra 50 here, an extra 20 there, an extra 100 here. Like, don't do that. Pick one debt that you're going to tackle. Okay.
Yes.
And that's the one that you're focused on.
Yeah.
If there are a couple savings buckets that you have to focus on, a wedding or something, we keep saying that over and over again. It has to be a high priority item that's coming up that you have to save for. So pick the one or two buckets that you need to save for. And you could put a little bit of money in there. But like Shana said, the majority of your money needs to go towards the debts, but the one.
Yes.
The one specific debt.
And I giggled when you said that because I just had a session this morning. And
we get that question a lot, right?
We had paid $650 on her credit card already. And then this month. And then they had $1,492. And I said, the Columbus sailed the ocean blue. They had $1,492 left in their budget to pay this paycheck to pay on debt. And he's, let's put it on my credit card now. He said, it's my turn. And I said, that's one option. But then also the other option is to continue to pay off the one that's lower that we started with. And then you can see that progress. And they did. They were so excited. That number was at like 9,000. and it's down like six. It's a high six, but it's on the six. Just like, hey, it's so exciting to see it go down. And now they can focus on that one, mm-hmm. and then that will be gone. And then that's a good feeling versus let me try to keep up
staggering
with the interest. That's not fun. So anyway, the other problem, and this is the same clients, that might happen is you might be in store mode. Mm-hmm. And I just want to throw this caveat in there because it might be happening to you. None of those things are going to happen. You're not going to be saving for weddings or graduations or vacations or paying off debt if you're in store mode. What is store mode? It means your financial life is in flux. Your life is in flux, right? For them, they're having, I told them this morning, I said, great job on doing all of these at once. So she's getting out of the military. Let's see. A month before that, she will have a baby.
Oh.
And then they're moving because he's PCSing. So this summer, those three things will happen all this summer. And I was like, that isn't that great. Mm-hmm. So, when those things are happening, we have to prioritize planning and funding those things,
yeah.
right? Planning that she's not going to have a paycheck coming up. What do we need to do for that? Planning that you're going to have to pay for moving. You might get reimbursed, but you're going to have to pay a lot up front. And then planning for, what was the other one I just said?
Baby.
The baby. Oh, yeah. Babies cost
money.
Sweet
baby.
Babies cost money. So all of that is going to now take a front seat rather than paying off debt, right? Mm-hmm. So. Or even saving for fun things, right? That unless you have so much money that you can do it all. But that, and so just know that if that's happening to you, then you have to look at those instead.
And it is okay to be in store mode. It happens. Like you'll be in certain seasons of your life where you need to put some things on hold, like paying off all the debt you wanted to pay off or take the lavish vacation because there is a baby or you're moving or something. A couple of years ago? I had five clients all moving at the exact same time. So it's fine. But knowing that you're paying for all of that in cash is such a good feeling. And it's probably the first time you're ever going to be able to fund all that in cash.
Yeah. Okay. So we've talked about how do you tackle money or tackle paying debt and then saving money. First, you get on budget. You see what that extra amount is. Then you prioritize that amount. The other half of this is to stop living paycheck to paycheck where it's feast or famine.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to use our budget template. You're going to put it all in there and see what you can do. And what our budget template does automatically is plan your paychecks for you. So it says, okay, if all of the money is going in bills, whatever's left over, whatever you've budgeted for groceries, for gas, for spending money, for vehicle maintenance, whatever it is, all of the different things, it says, this is exactly on payday. Go get this much money or transfer this much money for your groceries. Get this much money out for your pocket money. This is all you have to do. And usually, you know, for most people, it's like twice a month they have to do this, maybe once a week. You know you have money coming in your pocket. You know that the bills are paid. You know that you have grocery money. Like, it's such a great way to live. And so now what I do is I stuff my pockets with money every paycheck so that I don't feel this like cringe. Am I going to make it to the next paycheck? Because I know I will. And then the next level is these people that are our clients that are like, oh, I still had money left before the next paycheck dropped. Mm-hmm. And that's like going to be you. You could do that too.
Yeah. The wonderful thing about our paycheck plan, like Shayna says, is it does all the math for you. You don't have to do any of it. And come to find out, guys, you actually have to eat 4 weeks out of the month, not just
almost every day,
not like the second paycheck when you don't have to pay your mortgage. Like you need to eat 4 weeks out of the month. Our paycheck plan allows you to plan your paychecks and you live paycheck to paycheck on purpose. Very specifically, it's designed that way. So that way you can eat all the time. You can get gas all the time. Mm-hmm. There's a certain amount of money for every paycheck is going towards your bills. So that way they're all paid for. And now we do recommend eventually in time, it's usually twice a year that this can happen. You can get caught up and you can get a paycheck ahead. And that is where that's your goal. Your goal is to get a paycheck ahead. So that way you can live comfortably to paycheck, right? And know that the money has already been in there 2 weeks prior.
And this is part of the reason you're living paycheck to paycheck, it might be an income problem, but a lot of times it's a spending problem. Vanessa said a lot of times it's restaurants, it's unnecessary spending. It's not being able to it's not being comfortable enough to say no. Like I went to a Bible study and it was really great and I loved it. I'm not interested in paying for cookies and coffee. I'm just going to go to the Bible study, right? Because it was at a restaurant. And so for me, I'm comfortable saying, I'm just bringing water. Thank you so much. I love you guys. Because
that's me at Starbucks and I steal their Wi-Fi.
Yeah. But those are the kind of things that are keeping you living paycheck to paycheck. Yeah. I'm just thinking about the client that I said this morning. Now she was spending too much on everything, literally. Mm-hmm. And so now she's got the situation where I said, you're going to put $100 in your pocket every paycheck. You're going to put, I think she did $150 in a restaurant envelope. Then she knows exactly if I can do that math, right? throughout the day, especially when she's going to do those two in cash, or throughout the week or 2 weeks before she gets paid, you know how many times you can go out to eat with $150. It's not, I'll just swipe it and hope it works. I'll just swipe
and
it.
And she's by herself. So that's going to last her a minute.
So now she knows what the budget, and it's, you're much more likely to stick to that, which means your whole rest of your budget works when you know this is what I'm using for 2 weeks. I have to live on this for 2 weeks, whatever the numbers are. And that is just a different way to live, to know I'm covered, but I also know that you will spend less because you have a budget, because you have a number that you're only having to maintain for 2 weeks or 1 week at a time. It's not like I have to go for 6 months on this $500. I'm going to make it. It's not like that.
And I just love, I would have loved to have been a fly and see her face when you said, you're going to get this money every paycheck and it's yours to keep. Doesn't have to go to a bill. Mm-hmm. That is so mind blowing for some people, because this is the first time they're ever able to see that they can afford to go to a Starbucks or go, I don't know, get what everyone's advice is, a cup of coffee or something, right? You're able to go get those things and it's your money to spend on you because you make good money, you work hard, and you deserve to have a little bit of spending money for you.
Absolutely. So I like what you said about this might be the first time you have money and you know that you have money. You're feeling paycheck to paycheck because you don't know.
Yeah.
You don't know. You swipe.
You've not
you
seen
hope,
it.
You don't. Yeah. And you should do yourself this favor. See what's possible. You will be motivated when you get it all on paper. It feels like a chore. It feels like it's scary. But once you see it all on paper, you're going to be like, wow, if I actually do this, the numbers don't lie. This is what's possible.
What I think is funny is that I think it's a chore one time.
Yeah.
I think it's annoying and frustrating and whatever you want to call it one time. Until you're like, oh my gosh, this works. This is actually a thing. And I can plan my paychecks and I can set up my automatic transfers to give myself grocery money every paycheck, to give myself pocket money and gas money every paycheck. This is a thing. And I want to continue doing this because I see the progress from it.
Yeah. Yes. Okay. So how do I tackle debt and save money while living paycheck to paycheck? First of all, stop living paycheck to paycheck by accident. Start doing it on purpose. Start having money in all of the things that you need money for every paycheck. Have it in your pocket, have it in your groceries account. It's going to make you feel so much better. And then get it all on paper. You're obviously, in order to do that, you have to have it all on paper. You have to get it on paper and see what's left over. With that number that's left over, figure out what's your highest priority and do that.
Yeah. And that's called budget, right? Get a budget. And then after you do the budget, you're going to plan your paychecks, right? So you're planning your paychecks is going to tell you exactly what to do with every single paycheck. So that way you have money. So you have this plan right now, exactly how to tackle your debt and save a little bit of money, all while living paycheck to paycheck.
Now, I will say that if you want some help with this, you can grab the signature budget template. It's at myidealbalance.com/, or you can do a one-time session and we can help you walk through and build it. And you just, maybe you don't want coaching all the time, but you just are like, I would really like a little help setting this up. You can go to myidealbalance.com/coaching and you can grab a one-time session and it could be great.
Yeah, it's really in depth. We go through a lot of stuff. We ask a lot of questions. There is no judgment, but we ask the hard questions so you can see the whole picture. And our favorite part about this is we see all the light bulbs go off and people like, oh my gosh, I finally get it. I can see it. I can see the future. I can see what's going to happen from all this. And so so go to myidealbalance.com/coaching and check out that one-time session option.
Yes, girl.
Hey, if you found value in this podcast and you're ready to go deeper, here are some ways we can connect.
First, go ahead and take the leap. Book a free 20-minute financial coaching call with us. This is your chance to ask questions, to get personalized advice, and start mapping out your financial journey for free. It's on us. We're treating you. Just hop on a call, chat for 20 minutes. It's going to be great.
Yeah. Next, join our supportive Facebook group where you can connect with other like-minded people who are trying to figure out this budget thing just like you.
Yep. Or if you want to take it to the next level, grab our signature budget template. You've heard us talk about it. It's a game changer for organizing and optimizing your finances. It's practical, user-friendly, and it's the perfect tool, girl, to start making real progress.
And if you're ready to get serious about your finances and you know you need the accountability, sign up for financial coaching now. Guys, this is the one-on-one handholding that you know you need. Let's be honest, guys. If you're going to do it on your own, you would have done it already. So that's what we're here for.
Yes. So visit myidealbalance.com for all the details, all the links, everything you need to get connected.
And hey, if today's conversation sparked a new idea or inspired a change in you, why not share that spark? Tell a friend about the podcast and leave us a review on iTunes.
Your words could be the nudge that someone else needs to start their journey towards financial freedom. And by the way, as we say goodbye, remember your financial journey, your well-being isn't just about numbers. It's about all the peace, the joy, the lack of stress that it's going to bring into your life. So you've got this, and we're here to support you every step of the way.